Queensland farmers, you've just got your new KPIs. Agriculture, fishing and forestry each now have deliverables set for the next 5 years as part of the state government's goal to lift the value of primary production to $30 billion by 2030. Kelly Buchanan asked Timber Queensland CEO Mick Stevens what that looks like for his industry.
Well, the plan, number one, gives visibility for our sector because it's not just about agriculture, it's about primary industries. And so we are an integral part of the rural landscape in terms of our industry and our footprint. So number one, just being at the table with some of these major policy initiatives is important. The plan has a number of direct actions that are targeted for our industry, and what we like about that is the real focused attention on our sector. And most importantly, it's about resource security for our industry. So we have a very extensive forest resource in the state, particularly on state forest lands, but also private native forests. So graziers and farmers have these resources on their farms. And the plan is looking at policy reform to lock in some resource security so that we have some long-term arrangements and supply from those state forests. But also on those private forests, we get rid of some of the risks around the long-term right to harvest. So we're looking at some mechanisms there to secure that for the farmers. Also, we're a manufacturing base. We're a large manufacturing industry in terms of our timber products that we produce. And so the plan is about providing value added and growth for the sector, and we can grow and further process our resource into a whole range of highly valued products. So we're seeing a lot of innovation with engineered wood products and building systems, and then that plays into the infrastructure and housing demands of the state. So here we are at the Ekka, and I'm looking around at these beautiful heritage buildings with Queensland Timbers, and then the whole infrastructure around the Olympics. Well, we can actually supply homegrown, home-processed products into that infrastructure. So the plan is focused on how do we make sure that our manufacturing base stays competitive. So that's looking at things like input costs, looking at barriers to competitiveness, and then things like workforce development. You know, like any rural industry, forestry and timber has a skills demand, and we're becoming more modern and more innovative. So the plan is focusing on those. And also what we like is it's a co-led, co-design process. So we're at the table with the government talking about what actions do we need to do and how do we implement them.
What are the big challenges your industry is facing? Is it around things like accessibility to hardwoods?
Well, historically, we have had challenges around accessibility to those native hardwoods. We've had a whole range of supply contracts that were expiring. And so the plan, that is a big one. That's one of the first priorities of the plan, is to look at putting in those long-term secure arrangements. So the department is having a consultation process presently that we're part of, and the government's committed to putting in future long-term agreements to lock in supply from those state forests. So that has been a noose around our neck. I mean, we can't invest further if we don't have that resource security. So that is actually really good progress. And I think what the government's doing as part of this plan, we're laying the foundations for some of these big issues that have been holding us back. And so resource security really underpins everything. So that's a major initiative on the native hardwood side. When it comes to our plantation-based industry, which is an engine room for the state's house framing, a whole range of uses, there's a priority to increase that plantation resource and grow our resource. So there's opportunities for planted forests on farms, not only to increase our timber supply, but also provide a range of benefits for farmers. Not only are they producing timber, they can have shade and shelter for livestock. They can also look at carbon markets. So you're getting a dual product with the timber and carbon benefits. So these are the types of things that we're going to be focusing on as part of this first five-year plan. And a really exciting element is an extension strategy that the government's committed to, a four-year private forestry extension program that we've been pushing for quite a while. And that is going to educate farmers about these opportunities on farm so we can grow the resource, lift their productivity and their profitability. So overall, the plan is giving us a focus on the issues we need to be dealing with now to make sure that we grow and be a strong renewable industry to meet those infrastructure and housing needs. The plan is linked to the 1 million new homes commitment of the Queensland government. And to do that, you need timber to build houses.
And how important is it to have that certainty of supply, that environment where you have that opportunity to grow, make sure you've got the people and the space that you need for the industry, when you look at pressure from, for example, imported timber and timber that's coming in that shouldn't be coming into Australia?
That's a very current issue. We do, in Queensland, we import about 20% of our needs. And what we are seeing with imports is concerns around compliance with our building codes, the strength grades, their durability. And so when we're talking about imports as an industry, also on our agenda is making sure we have fully compliant products to meet those building needs.
And so at the end of this 5 years of these deliverables, what will success look like for the timber industry?
Success for us is growth. If we get that resource security that I spoke about earlier, that is going to give the triggers for investment. So for us, the success indicators are we're getting more investment, we're creating more jobs, and we're growing our presence in the marketplace and helping the government meet those building commitments in our housing and building needs. I mean, we're bursting at the seams with population growth, and so it's really maintaining and growing the contribution of the industry to the state.
We're at ECCA. Do you reckon it's about time we had timber in the pavilion?
Absolutely. We are working closely with the Games Authority and others to promote the advantages of timber. It's renewable, it's beautiful, and we can produce it locally. So yes, fingers crossed, we can see more timber here at the ECCA.
Timber Queensland CEO Mick Stevens speaking to Callie Buchanan.